It is the Coach Home. It's Neil Atkinson starting off this week with Dan Bardell to talk about Aston Villa. Dan does stuff for The Athletic and for the Villa View and practically everywhere from what he's just said to me. He's a man overexposed. He's like Madonna, circa 1988, one for the teenagers there. It is great to have Dan joining us after Villa get themselves a creditable 1-1 draw against Manchester City at the weekend. The funny thing for me, Dan, I've got lots of views on Aston Villa. You're forced to have them as a Liverpool supporter because of Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
The funny thing for me is the thing I would have expected, given the way the results have gone by now, would be a sense that the players aren't necessarily playing for the manager. It didn't look like that on Saturday.
No, they really did. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. But by Saturday, I feared the worst. Obviously, Villa haven't had the greatest start to the season. Then with Manchester City rolling into town, you fear the worst with Haaland coming to Villa Park and the way they've been playing, the way we've been playing. But you know what? You're exactly right that they were playing for Steven Gerrard. They were playing for the badge. And it was a really good performance. And I think Villa grew into the game. I thought, you know, they did okay in the first half, stabilised, kept Manchester City at bay, went in 0-0. And then when you do that, the last thing you want to do is ship so early in the second half, which obviously Villa did. So at that point, 1-0, you just think Manchester City are going to go on and win the game. But Villa actually grew into the game at that point. Steven Gerrard's tactics worked very well. On Saturday, that's something that has been a lot of questions asked from Villa fans about his tactical setup, about his flexibility. But he did a few things differently on Saturday. Villa grew into the game, got back in it, and maybe could have nicked it at the end. So it was easily Villa's best performance of the season, which was great to see at this point. And we've obviously done a few teams a favour by taking points off Manchester City.